Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Florida, the spring training home of the St. Louis Cardinals. The University of Missouri is on our minds, and we're going to be talking about that for a good portion of this hour. The Tigers on this 3-1-4 day are celebrating, and they're getting the word out. They're coming. They're coming to St. Louis. They'll be at the Dome on September 23rd against Memphis, and the man on the sideline, the head coach of the Tigers, will be there. He is Eli Drinkwitz, and Coach, it's great to have you back on KMOX. How are you?
Man, I'm doing really good. I'm a little bit jealous. I'm hoping the weather in Jupiter, Florida is a little bit warmer than it is here in the Midwest. But doing really good. Just finished up with practice for the day, watching a little film, figuring out where we can get better, and getting ready for this big matchup with our basketball team versus Utah State this week. So a lot of good things going on right now.
Absolutely. Great things happening right now. I wish I could tell you that the weather down here is terrible, and I will just leave it at that. As for your team, how are things going right now? I mean, I really have had some fun following your team through the years, and I know that you're excited about this schedule. I mean, looking at this schedule right now, gosh, you got a lot of great, exciting home games. Like, if you're going to go to Faurot Field and tailgate, we'll talk about St. Louis in just a minute, but if you're going to go to Faurot Field and tailgate, this is your year. You got some great opponents coming.
Yeah. I mean, man, I'm really excited about our team. You know, obviously, we were fortunate enough to keep some really good players to come back, you know, starting with Darius Robinson, Tyron Hopper, Ennis Rakestraw, J.C. Carlisle, and Chris Abrams-Drain, and Javon Foster. All of these guys had NFL grades, could have gone to the draft, but decided to come back and really, you know, develop their skills and give us one more chance to be very competitive. You look at our schedule and the way it sets up to be able to have really our first four games at home, you know, get a chance to go play in the Dome at St. Louis. And I've been keeping my good eye on the old Battle Hawks, seeing how they're doing. Know they had a good sellout this past weekend, so look forward to our team, you know, having that same kind of success and same kind of fan support in St. Louis.
What made this come together, and how excited are you about St. Louis specifically? Because I know you spend a lot of time in St. Louis recruiting, connecting also with your supporters, and you understand the importance of our city.
Yeah, you know, it was something that really first began with Jim Stirk when I was here, and we were looking at our schedule and the opportunity to play in St. Louis just because of how important it is in that void of not having a football team there. Obviously, COVID hit, transitioned into Deseret, and it was something that felt, you know, like we wanted to keep that alive. So I passed that vision off to her, and I'll give her credit. She went ahead and attacked it. And, you know, we visited a couple of different locations to see, you know, what would be the best opportunity. But it just came back down to the Dome is where football's played in St. Louis, and felt like that had the best opportunity, the best fan base, but best place for the fans. And so, yeah, excited to kind of stir the echoes. I know when Coach Pinkel was here playing the Illini in for bragging rights there. It was always a great environment.
Oh, it was electric, no doubt. That was Brad Smith's coming out party. When Brad Smith had that awesome first game, it was so much fun. Also, Jeremy Macklin put on a show in front of his hometown. And I know that's the other thing, too, is that that's got to be attractive for you, not only for your current St. Louis kids, but for St. Louis kids to see the black and gold running up and down the field and to think maybe that could be me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know how talented St. Louis is and how much it means for our team to have our best players play for their home state. And so to have an opportunity to go to the Dome, you know, the J-Full League plays their championship games in the Dome. And so there's guys that are going to get a chance to go back there and live out a dream. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Eli Drinkwitz is with us, the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. They'll be playing Memphis on September 23rd. The time has not yet been announced, I don't believe, but they'll get that game. That's always has to do with TV. They'll get that locked down and figure all that all out. But regardless of time, it's going to be an awesome atmosphere at the Dome. So you have been looking at the Battle Hawks and knowing how much noise that place generates, and that's exciting. What about your team just from an offensive standpoint? How do you, just an overview, see your quarterback position? Let's start there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously Brady Cook played for us last year, and he's had an injury all spring, so we're getting an opportunity to get a long look at both, you know, well, really three guys, Jake Garcia and Dylan Leibel and Sam Horn. Now, Sam's been injured most of the spring with a forearm strain from baseball, and so we're trying to get him back 100%. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, we're always trying to improve the roster. Every position knows that every day is a battle, competitive battle. And so we're right now this spring, we're trying to be the best version of ourselves. And then, you know, in the fall, we'll figure out who gives us the best chance to win football games. And that's kind of how we're approaching it right now.
It really starts in the trenches, doesn't it, Coach? How are things looking on your offensive line? And then we can transition to your defensive line from there.
Well, I would say it starts first in the trenches, and our defensive line is so good and has been so solid for us. You know, we were fortunate to return all six of our defensive tackles, and we're able to return, you know, and add Joe Moore, transfer from Arizona State, to play defensive end. We slid Darius Robinson out the defensive end. And you can't really talk about the D-line without talking about the linebackers. And you return your two inside starting linebackers with Chad Bailey and Tyron Hopper, which makes for a lot of fun to stop the run. On the offensive side of the ball, got some potential. We just got to come together. And that's the whole thing about offensive line is five guys playing as one. You know, Javon Foster and Xavier Delgado at left tackle and left guard have been playing for us for a long time. It's just about getting more consistent with our center, more consistent with at right guard and right tackle. And I know we've got the talent. It's just about it all coming together.
Yeah, you got some great size there for sure and talent, and just trying to get them all to gel and work as a unit. I know that. Eli Drinkwitz, the head coach of the Tigers, is with us. Your staff seems pretty set. You feel good about that from a play calling standpoint on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, obviously Coach Baker did an excellent job for us last year, and him being able to return his entire defensive side of the ball is going to allow us to continue the continuity there. And then, you know, Kirby is establishing the offense and our identity and, you know, trying to figure out what we're good at, what we're best at. And, you know, that's always a process considering you're going against some of the best defenses, defensive players in the country on that side of the ball right now. So we're working to improve every day and try to become the best version that we can be.
I really appreciate the time that you're giving us. This is Eli Drinkwitz, the head coach of the Tigers. His team will be playing Memphis on September 23rd at the Dome. I mean, I would do it right now, actually, is put it in your phone. You know, like make sure that you don't book something else for September 23rd. Even if you're a Mizzou fan and you're locked into it, just make sure that you have St. Louis on your radar because those hotel rooms will fill up fast. You're going to spend a lot of time in the city. Coach, this falls in the same category as Dennis Gates. I mean, NIL has changed the game, and so has the transfer portal. Last time I had you on, you said you were looking forward to doing some portal shopping. How has that changed your day-to-day and really, you know, month-to-month?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big part of what we do now. I mean, There's no way around it. You know, the portal opens back up April 15th to the 30th. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be players on our team after spring who feel like there's other opportunities that they'd rather pursue. Although I feel really good about our team and our brotherhood right now, you just know that's a natural part of it. And then, you know, again, we all are trying to make the best roster that we possibly can. And so if that means adding a player, then that means we'll add a player. And so it kind of is like free agency. I mean, with the NFL right now. So we'll kind of see how it goes and what turns up.
Boy, Dennis did some job himself, didn't he, turning over that roster and putting his stamp on it. And here they are in the NCAA tournament. I mean, I think anything can happen.
Yeah, what an awesome job Dennis did. I think the thing that I appreciate when I watch the team is just how hard they play and the amount of care they have for each other. You can tell they care about that staff and the camaraderie that they've built together. And absolutely anything can happen. I mean, the way we defend, and if the right guys are shooting the basketball in the right way, I think we'll be a tough out. And, you know, got a very difficult draw. Was sure hoping we'd get the Kansas City region. Not sure what the NCAA was thinking there. But, you know, Dennis and those guys have faced adversity all year. And wouldn't surprise me a bit for them to face this one and do really well.
Yeah, I said the same thing. You know, as good as it was for them, the fact that they have to go out west and play Utah State doesn't seem right, but whatever. I mean, maybe it gives them a little edge where they can use that to their advantage. He just did a nice, both of you do, really enthusiastic about getting out into the community in Columbia and getting those students engaged. That's so important, isn't it? And I feel like the two of you are very good at that. Relatable, just it's a people business, and trying to connect with people is really how you get this done.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to win within, and I can sit there and bang my head on the wall going to St. Louis and Kansas City and trying to get more and more people to come to the games. But the reality of it is, we got 30,000 fans that are right here on campus, and those are the people that we got to get on board. And that, to me, is what we're really trying to do and be better at. So that's my whole message. And I think both Coach Gates and Desiree and everybody understands that that's really what we need to do in order to be successful.
Well, we welcome them all to St. Louis on September 23rd. And I know you have a large alumni base here in St. Louis that is going to be ready to roll that day for the Memphis game, but for all of your games. When I look at that schedule and I see some very attractive opponents, you're going to have a lot of attention on you, that's for sure, and that's exactly what Missouri wants. I know that in the SEC, the more the merrier. This is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to have you in St. Louis. I always love chatting with you here on KMOX, and one of these days we'll get you down here. I know you're busy, but maybe we can get you to see some baseball. I know this is probably not the best time of year for you to be doing that, but certainly we're going to get you over to Busch Stadium.
Yeah, not my first priority right now, but you dadgum know I'm going to be coming down to watch some Cards play, and maybe I can get the Anheuser-Busch people to let me have a few tickets up in their suite. I'll be up there pretty quick. You know, I made it down to a Blues game. Yeah, I would love to get down there and watch a game.
Great to hear your voice as always. Thank you for the time, Coach, and best of luck in the upcoming season.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. We'll be talking soon.
Yeah, you bet. There is Eli Drinkwitz, the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. Missouri taking on Memphis. We're going to find out a little bit more about how that game came about on this 3-1-4 day. College football is coming back to St. Louis on September 23rd at the Dome. Chris Roseman of the St. Louis Sports Commission will join us next, but I also want to ask him about everything else that's happening around town. St. Louis just seems like it's on the verge of a renaissance, unless it's already here in the area of sports. Remember those days when we were considered America's number one sports city? We still are. It's just a matter of retelling our story, and a couple of teams are helping us do that. We'll be back in a moment on KMOX right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.